Today is the feast day of the beheading of St. John the Baptist, with the commemoration of St. Sabina, Virgin and Martyr. In the introit of tonight's Mass, we pray, I spoke of thy testimonies before kings, and I feared not. I meditated upon thy commandments, and I was not confounded. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the 1960s, there was an extremely popular Broadway play, which was made into an even more popular movie, of the life and martyrdom of St. Thomas More. It was all right as far as it goes, because at the time when it came, and its circumstances, this play rather stressed too much the idea of personal, subjective conscience, as though St. Thomas More did what he did simply out of some personal sense of, well, they would say today, autonomy. No, he did what he did, and he suffered what he suffered for the truth, because it was the objective truth. In any case, there's a magnificent scene in this movie in which, towards the end of the trial of St. Thomas More, he's found guilty. He stands up and he cries out at the end of his speech, nevertheless, it is not for the primacy that you have sought my head, but because I would not bend to the merit. And I often think of that phrase, because that has so much to say to us today. St. Thomas More spoke the truth about the king's adulterous union with Anne Boleyn. Because of this, that woman would not stop until she had her revenge, the head of Thomas More, just as St. John the Baptist, centuries before, spoke the truth to Herod, that he could not have his brother's wife, and she would not know silence for her own wretched peace of soul until she had hid his head. St. Augustine sums it up neatly, and he says, Veritas odium parit, one of his celebrated quotes in the Divine Office this morning. Truth gives birth to hatred. It has ever been such. St. Thomas, St. Augustine also says that it's not the manner whereby a man dies, but the motive for which he is put to death that makes a saint to be a martyr. And what a wonderful thought this is, that St. John, the last of the Old Testament prophets, a man who from his babyhood and youth was taken out to the desert wearing camel skins and eating locusts and honey and never touching any strong drink, that he should be chosen to be the apostle and the martyr of marriage. We just spoke of the sanctity of marriage the other day. How marriage of the seven sacraments, concerning its signification, is the greatest of the seven. For marriage signifies the hypostatic union whereby the divine person takes a human nature of his most pure mother. It signifies or symbolizes as well the whole love of Christ for his spouse, which is the Catholic Church. And just as that union does not admit of divorce and remarriage, so too does the sacrament of marriage not admit of divorce and remarriage. It wasn't a popular message in the time of St. John and our Lord, and it is not a popular message today. And it is easy for any one of us, not only a preacher, but any one of us, to want to look the other way when this holy sacrament is trampled upon today. What is true charity, if not simply and in as kindly and discreet a way as possible, to say the truth? Sometimes the saints, inspired by the Holy Ghost, spoke as forthrightly as did St. John the Baptist before them. I was surprised to read this summer of a sermon of our dear St. Anthony of Padua. I never come across it before. He was preaching to an assembly of the clergy, And there was more than one bishop present, and these bishops, St. Anthony knew, had fallen into a wicked way of life. And at some point, I don't know if they were sort of dozing in the sermon or not, he got everybody's attention by pointing to one of the bishops and saying, "Tibi loquor cornute, I'm talking to you, my dear one." And there was a silence in the room. I just imagine what that friar said to a bishop. But later on, the bishop had the grace, because it was a saint who directed him, to repent, to see the evil of his ways. You see, that's the charity of it. And very often, we forget that. Because even as there's a false sense of conscience today, there's a false sense of charity today. And the idea of wanting to save our neighbor's soul and God's glory by telling the truth, well, it's never popular. It's not generally known. I think people tend to forget it over the years, but the reason why nine priests in 1983 separated from Archbishop Lefebvre began with the question of marriage. Because then, as now, his followers had a very vague idea of what the conciliar church was and how we would relate to it in what terms, and therefore admitted the conciliar annulments, at least in many cases. We, knowing that in this country it simply is Catholic divorce, you fill out your form, you pay the fee, and you get your divorce back in the mail, we rightly have always counseled people, you can't go along with that. Well, in 1983, one of the coordinators of one of our mission chapels, it turned out, had been divorced and remarried, one of these conciliar divorces. It was the oddest thing. He seemed to be very devoted to Our Lady until the subject came up of his divorce and remarriage. And that was quite a different character. But it had to be pursued. No one wanted to pursue it. But that Caritas Christi Urget knows, the apostle says. The charity of Christ urges us, it forces us, it pushes us on. But we had no choice. And all of these other events came as a result of that Veritas Odium Parum. And we would do it again tomorrow. It is our duty as Christians, much less as clergy. We have no choice in the matter, any more than John the Baptist, any more than Thomas More, any more than Anthony of Padua, any more than many of you and many a situation you will encounter in your families have any choice in the matter. And how nice it is to dissemble and clear our throats and look the other way. But sometimes the elephant in the living room is not going to go away. And you have to acknowledge its presence there. How to do it? Fast and pray. You try to be as humble and as discreet and as helpful as possible. But the truth must out. And sometimes the truth does give birth to hatred, even though it is only love, true supernatural charity, that motivates the speaking of the truth. St. John the Baptist, the patron saint of the sanctity of marriage, may he pray for us today and make all of us in our lives to be valiant defenders of the sanctity of this sacrament, which in its signification, the theologians tell us, is the greatest of all. God bless you.